Yeah, delighted. Two poles for both races. So, yeah, absolutely delighted with that result. The car was fantastic. Team Parker have done an awesome job with the setup. We came and tested here recently and we knew we'd have the pace. So yesterday was sort of a waiting game with the wet conditions. We didn't run new tyres. It was sort of just a waiting game, really. And now we've sort of made our move and we've shown them what pace we've got. So it's part one of the whole mission. Now is the race. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting a good start and hopefully, you know, pulling away. And the aim is just to win the race, lights the flag. So,
was that the difference between free practice and qualifying, just being a little bit patient?
Well, yeah, I think it's a bit of not showing your cards too early. You know, practice, you don't win any points, so we're never fussed about being fastest in practice. It's about qualifying. So we've got everything in order and all the planets lined up, and then we went. So yeah, really good, really happy. Massive thanks to Brad and Stuart and Mark and everyone in the team, because yeah, the car definitely made me look good today, because the car is just phenomenal.
And what are conditions like out on the track?
They're much better today than yesterday, compared to yesterday. Yesterday it was treacherous. One of these circuits where if you go off, it's going to be a big one wherever. So it's a lot nicer today. I would still say there's a few hairy moments, especially through Eau Rouge and Blanchimont, but that's good. And you know, quali laps are meant to be 110%. So yeah, conditions are good. It's looking like it's going to be dry for the race as well. So yeah, looking forward to a nice clean race and then see how we get on.
What kind of speeds do you reach?
I haven't actually looked at the data, but I'd imagine it's probably about 150 here. So maximum speed's about 190 in these. So you know, whilst it looks like you're on a straight, and I walked the track on Friday, and on Wednesday, and what seems like a straight in the car is really uphill. So yeah, you sit there wondering why you haven't hit your top speed, but it's because, you know, this track is so up and down. The terrain is incredible. So yeah, it's a pleasure to drive here.
Is it a really challenging track?
Yeah, massively. You get a couple of moments rest, but obviously with the long straights, but then you're straight into another really technical corner. You know, there's a lot of high speed braking zones into some slow corners. So, you know, if you lock up a front wheel, you're finished. So, you know, you've got that anxiety all through the lap. You know, if you're half a second up on your best lap and you go into the last corner like I did and locked up and ruined the lap, you know, it's a bit of a killer. So, and you've got to wait until you get around and start another lap. So, yeah, it's very technical and it's very challenging, but you know, if you want to be a professional racing driver, it's one of the best tracks to come and sort of practice your trade. So.